This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another daily Bible reading. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 11, and we will pick up from where we left off. Nehemiah chapter 11. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the provinces that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Judah dwelt everyone in his possession, and their cities, to wit Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, of the children of Judah, Athaiah, the son of Usiah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahaliel, of the children of Perez, and Messiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kohetz, the son of Haziah, the son of Edidiah, the son of Yarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shalmoni. All the sons of Perez that dwell at Jerusalem were 483 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Mashulam, the son of Yoded, the son of Padiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Yesiah. And after him, Gabai, Sali, 928. And Joel, the son of Zichri, was the overseer. And Judah, the son of Senua, was second over the city. Of the priests, Yediah, the son of Yarib, and Yakin, Sariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meroth, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adaiah, the son of Yoham, the son of Peliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Melchiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. Amishai, the son of Azrael, the son of Ahasai, the son of Mishamoth, the son of Emer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, and 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also the Levite Shemai, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashbiath, the son of Buni, and Shabbatai, and Yelzabad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Matanah, the son of Mikah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving and prayer. And Bakbukai, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shamua, the son of Gaal, the son of Judithan, and all the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the porters Akub, Talman, and their brethren that kept the gates were 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel, and Zihah, and Gispah were over the Nethinims. The overseer also the Levites at Jerusalem was Utsi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashbaha, the son of Mataha, the son of Mikah, of the sons of Asaph. The singers were over the business of the house of God. For it was the king's commandment concerning them, that a certain portion should be for the singers, do for every day. And Pethliha, the son of Meshbeel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kirjathbar, and in the villages thereof, and at Deben, and in the villages thereof, and at Yakabzeel, and the villages thereof, and at Jeshua, and at Moloda, and Bethphalet, and at Hazar Shuel, and at Beersheba, and the villages thereof, and at Ziklag, and at Mekonah, and the villages thereof, and at Enrimon, and at Zerah, and at Yermoth, Zenoha, Adulam, and in their villages, at Lachish, in the fields thereof, at Azkah, and in the villages thereof, and they dwelt from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Aijah, and Bethel, and in their villages, and at Anatoth, Nob, and Anaha, Hazor, Ramah, Gittim, Hadid, Zebim, Nebalt, Lud, and Ono, the Valley of Craftsmen, and the Levites, and of the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. Nehemiah chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rahum, Meremoth, Edo, Ginotho, Abijah, Miamim, Madish, Bilgah, Shemya, and Yorib, Yoedai, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jedidiah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites, Jeshua, Benoni, Kadamiel, and Sherebiah, Judah, and Mactani, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren. Also, Bakbukiah and Uni, their brethren, were over against them in the watches. And Jeshua begat Joachim, and Joachim also begat Elshaab. And Elshaab begat Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Yehuda. And in the days of Jehoiakim were priests, the chief of the fathers of Sariah, Moriah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Amariah, Yohanan, of Milkiah, Jonathan, of Shebni, Joseph, of Harum, Adna, of Meroth, Hilkai, of Edo, Zechariah, of Gionathon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zachary, of Minimim, of Modiah, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shamua, of Shemiai, Jonathan, and of Yarib, Matanai, of Yodai, Utsi, of Silai, Kali, of Amak, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashbadai, of Yedidiah, Nethaneel, the Levites in those days of Eliashib, Yoda, and Yothan, and Yudah were recorded chief of the fathers, also the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even unto the days of Johan the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Hashbi, Sherekabah, and Jeshua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them to praise and to give thanks according to the commandment of David, the man of God, ward over against ward. Matanah and Bakbukah, Obadiah, Malshalam, Talmon, Akub were porters keeping the ward at the thresholds of the gates. These were in the days of Joachim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Josedech, in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the scribe. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Naphtothi, also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Azmaveth, for the singers had builded them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and purified the people, and the gates, and the walls. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate. And after them went Hoshaiah, and half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah. And certain of the priests, sons with trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Matanai, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brethren Shemaiah, and Azareel, Maliah, and Gelai, and Maiah, and Nathiel, and Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra the scribe before them. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward. And the other company of them gave thanks, went over against them, and I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even unto the broad wall, and from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Haniel, and the tower of Mehi, even unto the sheep gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of them that gave thanks in the house of God, and I and the half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Elkiim, and Messiah, and Manim, and Micai, and Elonai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Messiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Utsi, and Yohanan, and Melchi, and Elam, and Ezer, and the singer sang loud with Yetziriel, their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers, for the treasurers, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God, and the word of the purification according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel, in the days of Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portions. And they sanctified holy things unto the Levites. And the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonites and the Moabites should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against him, that he should curse him. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from all Israel, all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offering, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time was not I at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chamber, and thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God with the meat offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did all the work were fled every one to his field. Then contended I with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then they brought all, Judah the tithe of the corn, and the new wine and the oil unto the treasuries. And I made the treasurers over the treasuries, Shelmiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites Pedaiah. And next to them was Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God, and for the offices thereof. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, and lading asses also, as also wine grapes and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which bought fish and all manner of ware, and sold them on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon the city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gates, that there should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also I saw Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them and cursed them and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by God, saying, you should not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus I cleansed them from all strangers and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one and his business. And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, O my God, for good. All right, guys, that's good. That is it for the book of Nehemiah. And hopefully this is a blessing to you. Please pray for me as I continue reading and preaching the Word of God. Pray for my ministry. Pray that God will take these videos and do with them as He wills. Pray that God will be glorified in all this. Pray that souls might be saved through this. Pray that, you know, believers might hear this and have their faith builded. And if you like what I'm doing, you can feel free to check me out on YouTube. Just type in Brennan Swanson, Fishers and Men. I might be the first one on there. You might have to scroll down and you'll see a picture of me. And if you want to, you can feel free to hit subscribe. And if you want to, you can, if you want to get all the updates for my videos, just hit the notification bell and hit all. And that way you'll get all the updates to all the new videos that I'll do. And if you want to, feel free to add me on Facebook and just type in Brennan Swanson. I should be there. Feel free to add me as a friend. You can tune into the live videos if you like, or if not, that's fine too. You can always go to sermonaudio.com and just type in Fishers of Men, and I'm on there as well. And you can see all the videos that I've preached and read with the Word of God and preached, and you can check that out as well. But other than that, that's going to be it for now. I love you guys. God bless you. And next time we will pick up on the book of Esther. God bless you guys. Love you guys. We'll see you later. Bye.